The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Richard O'Donoghue, Independent Ireland TD for Limerick County. You have an issue with wind turbines and the impact it's having on people in your area. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so me personally, I don't have an issue with wind turbines, but I have a wind issue with the wind turbines that are causing health implications for people in different areas. So how you simply say this for people is, if you're on the wrong side of a wind turbine, it's like being at a concert. At one side of the stage, you can't really hear it, but at the other side of the stage, the speakers are facing you. It's the impact that the people are in the proximity of that. And it's caused massive implications and health implications. And the health guidelines are one thing, but the health information that's come forward on this has shown that there is health implications involved in it, but they're too slow on changing guidelines. They set them for 16 years, where other European countries have the same health implications. So they're saying trust the science. Well, the science is showing that there is health implications in areas for people where the wind turbines are in the wrong location.
Okay, pause there for a second, Richard, because I want to bring in Justin Moran, Director of External Affairs at Wind Energy Ireland. Justin, there are massive health implications and the state has been too slow to change guidelines. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think when you look at what the researchers have said, looking at wind turbine noise, I think best people to look at are the World Health Organization at this, who've come at this, is a very independent organization. And they carried out a review of the environmental noise impact of various different kinds of technology, including wind turbines. And I'm just going to read out this quote very, very briefly, Shane.
Yeah.
The authors pointed out that evidence on health effects from wind turbine noise is either absent or rated low/very low quality. They then go on to say the burden on health from exposure to wind turbine noise at the population level is low, concluding that any benefit, and this any benefit is my stress, from specifically reducing population exposure to wind turbine noise remains unclear. I have close family living within a kilometre of a wind turbine. They're living within 2 kilometres of another wind farm. I have colleagues who are not just near wind turbines and not just near wind farms every day, but physically inside them while they are operating, carrying them out maintenance checks. I've brought my own 5-year-old daughter to Galway Wind Park, which, by the way, if there's anybody listening in Galway, is an absolutely fantastic resource to visit just outside of Oughterard. If I thought wind farms were a risk, I wouldn't be putting my own family near them. If wind farms are a risk, why do tens of thousands of Irish people visit them every year? There's loads of wind farms on Discover Ireland websites and people go to visit them. Why did an SEI study of people living within 1 kilometre from wind farms, this is not us, this is the SEI, and it's just people living within 1 kilometre from existing wind farms, and the people who responded to that found that 2/3 of them think we should be building more wind farms, and they want more wind farms because they want clean, affordable electricity. And Deputy O'Donoghue, one area where I will agree with him, where he is right, is we have been waiting too long for the wind energy development guidelines, and I think the sooner they are developed on robust scientific evidence, the sooner communities and the people delivering wind farms can have confidence in what they're doing.
Okay, Richard O'Donoghue, the evidence is absent or rated low/very low quality.
So why was there a high court battle taken and there was 3 wind turbines turned off in the Waterford area? Because of health guidelines. It took €3 million to take the case, but they proved it, and 3 wind turbines were turned off because of this and have been told to take them down. Again, I'm not against wind energy once it's in a location where it doesn't cause health implications. Now, anyone can take their daughter or son, and I would take them myself to look at a wind turbine, no problem. But if you're living with it, and I have friends of mine that are living alongside wind turbines, and I have people that are living on the wrong side of it, and I have people that are living on the side of it that it's not making any effects. But what we're talking about here is medical advice and medical research that has been done that has shown that wind turbines in a wrong location do cause medical issues. Now, you're talking about people that with sensories that have been living in an area from the point of view if they had a sensory issue. They actually are impacted 10 times fold of what we would be affected in. So we've got to look at of people in this whole country. And if they look at it on a basis, and if they actually use in the planning applications, when they look for building wind turbines, they never ask for the HSEs to give the information on it. If they looked at the reports that are coming forward at the moment, a lot of the wind turbines that have got wind planning for wind turbines at the moment, the HSE had not given their own health implications on these.
Okay, Justin Moran, specifically the Waterford case where three wind turbines were turned off. Do you want to respond to that?
I mean, there have been situations in where there have been cases, but it's not about health, it's about noise nuisance. And that's not me mitigating it or trying to ignore it. That's still a very valid issue that the deputy is bringing up. And those are disappointing cases. We don't want to see those kind of situations arise. And our strong advice to our members is to always take very seriously any complaints around noise, to document and invest those complaints, to work with individuals who make the complaints to try and achieve a resolution. And before you even get to all of that point, you should be, as our members do, engage with communities to try and identify the right sites. And Deputy Dunne, who's right, it's about identifying the right sites where you can develop and operate these wind turbines. Because as I said, we've built wind turbines the length and breadth of this country. They are cutting electricity bills for people. They are cutting carbon emissions. They are reducing our dependency on imported fossil fuels. We're living in an energy crisis, the second one in less than 5 years, which is caused by our dependence on imported fossil fuels. And we need to be doing everything we can to cut people's bills, to rely on our own resources to provide clean, affordable, secure, and by the way, safe electricity. Everyone listening to this show wants that. Deputy Dunne, who has made that point himself, he has no objection to wind farms. And everyone listening to this show deserves to have cleaner, more affordable and more secure electricity.
Okay. Final word to you, Richard O'Donoghue.
But also everyone deserves to have a quality of life. And people have been living in areas before wind turbines came. And you've nailed it. And this is what we've been trying to get across in the very start. Wind energy in a right location where it doesn't cause health implications from noise or anything else that comes from health implications from a wind turbine, I agree with it. But where they're causing health implications for people with low sensories and all this, I have a massive issue. And the other last point I'll make on this, for 5 years, the Green Party, when they were in power, stopped the offshore wind in this country. Where it could have been, and you look at the foreign
ports. I'm not sure, Richard, that they would say that they stopped it. I don't think they delayed the DMAPs,
which was in the Ministry of the Green Party, for 5 years. So we've delayed offshore wind energy for the last 5 years when infrastructure could be put in place where we would have been able to put offshore wind energy, which would have actually allowed people in their own areas that where wind turbines are in the wrong locations, a quality of life.
Okay.
So again,
all right.
I'm for this in right locations.
Okay, Justin, very brief final word from you.
In looking to develop offshore wind energy in this country, it's our members who will build it, our members who will deliver it. We worked very well with Minister Eamon Ryan, as we are, by the way, continuing to do with Minister Dara O'Brien to deliver those projects. We will deliver them. Two are going to come out of the planning system before the end of this year, but they are extremely complicated pieces of infrastructure to deliver, and there is no one in government, in industry, who is slow-pedalling the development of offshore wind energy. I can absolutely assure you of that.
Okay. Justin Moran, Director of External Affairs at Wind Energy Ireland, and before that, Richard O'Donoghue, Independent Ireland TD for Limerick County. Thanks to both of you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.